US Open, one for the record books. Raducanu, first ever qualifier to win. Djokovic looking for the first calendar slam for men in more than 50 years, last achieved by Labour in 69, most recently by Steffi Graf in 88. From the Open commentator, Brian Clark's with us. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Mike.
Given what's on the line, does anybody actually want Medvedev to win?
I'm sure there are some, and I would imagine, I know there are some. He's an entertaining guy. He's on the verge, but today feels like a historic day. And I think for the neutrals, they want to see history, and I think they want to see Novak Djokovic winning the Grand Slam and making it 21 major titles.
It's a funny thing, isn't it? Because given what happened in the women's draw, you'd think that's history enough. But if Djokovic wins today, she sort of gets put into the background a wee bit, doesn't she?
It's incredible. And I think with what Emma Raducanu and what Leila Fernandez did actually helped Djokovic here in New York, because it took some of that pressure, some of that spotlight off of him, and it allowed him just to work his way through the draw. He's had a tough time. He's dropped a set in four of his matches. And I think just the fact that they were able to do what they did eases those burdens on Djokovic ever so slightly. But yeah, he is the man in the arena today.
So say he wins, where's that put him in the annals of history, do you reckon?
I mean, fans of each player are still going to make their case, but it just becomes harder and harder to make the case against Djokovic as the greatest player ever. I mean, he's got the head-to-head records. He's got the double Grand Slam already. He's won every major twice, something nobody else has ever done. It's hard to make the argument against him as the greatest of all time. Frankly, it's hard to make that argument now, and it's going to be close to impossible if he gets it done in a couple of hours.
Brian, appreciate your time. Brian Clark, one of the commentators out of New York at the Tennis Open.